Für mich ist es einfach.
For me, music is simply first and foremost an expression of my emotions. I wouldn't know what to do without it, where to turn with my emotions. If I didn't have it, if there were no music, if I couldn't listen to any music or write my own. All that helped rekindle my desire to make music and ultimately to make the album. Albums are my favorite way of consuming music. I love albums and mostly listen to music in that form.
Das Album zu machen.
That was Lina Brockhoff from Hamburg speaking straight from the hearts of musicians and music lovers alike. Music is an art form that can be a great lifelong passion, especially the music to be found on albums. Speaking of which, hello and welcome to our August podcast with another lineup of five hand-picked albums from Germany that we roundly recommend. Our featured artists this time round are based in Berlin and Hamburg. And their music runs the gamut of genres, ranging from singer-songwriter folk and indie rock to German rap, electronica, and even stage music in the broadest sense of the word. The upshot is a correspondingly wide variety of sounds and approaches, with lyrics in German or English or entirely instrumental. This is Doggone Dave Creedon manning the mic on this English version of Ralf Summer's Midsummer Popcast. Let's get started with Paula Paula and her song Kein Arschloch, in other words, No Asshole.
Ich will Geld dafür, dass ich kein Arschloch werd. Freundlich bleiben wird mir täglich mehr erschwert von einem staatlich finanzierten Multimillionär. Er versaut mir meinen Tag und meine Taschen bleiben leer. Freundlich bleiben ist kein Hobby mehr. Es artet aus zum Hauptberuf und leider fällt's mir schwer, nebenbei noch einer lukrativen Arbeit nachzugehen. Deswegen würde ich euch jetzt bitten, mir ein Grundeinkommen zu geben. Es gibt so viele, die sich gehen lassen, auf alle anderen scheißen, nur noch auf sich selber schauen, sozial gar nichts mehr reißen. Das spart Zeit und Energie und so werden sie immer reicher. Daher braucht es ein Lohnsystem, um das auszugleichen. 500 pro Kind, 500 fürs nicht lügen, 500 fürs niemandem Schaden zuzufügen, 500 für Therapie, Boxen oder Reiten, 500 fürs Freundinnen durch Krisen zu begleiten. Ich will Geld dafür, dass ich kein Arschloch werd. Freundlich bleiben wird mir täglich mehr erschwert. Der Staat verschenkt sein Geld und ich bekomme nichts ab, weil ich nicht seit Geburt drei Villen und eine Rüstungsfabrik hab. Spahn schenkt unserem Land minus 2,5 Milliarden. Wenn Deutschland damit klarkommt, finde ich, kann ich schon erwarten, dass ich fürs keine Scheiße bauen die Miete bezahlt kriege und einen monatlichen Bonus dafür, dass ich nicht lüge. Alle meine Schwestern schmieren im Winter ab, weil jede kranke Kinder und einen Job im Sozialwesen hat. Die oberen 2% fliegen in den Süden, lassen jegliche Verantwortung in unseren Händen liegen. Ich will Geld dafür, dass ich kein Arschloch werd. Momentan sieht's aus, als wären Arschlöcher mehr wert. Je weniger Soziale denkt, je mehr schwimmt er im Geld. Und bei Lidl buddelt die, die dieses Land zusammenhält. Verüben rechte Pfosten furchtbare Gewalt. Doch unsere Regierung lässt das völlig kalt. Faschisten können im Bundestag reden, was sie wollen, während SeenotretterInnen in den Knast kommen sollen. Sie sagen, die Gefahr sei die Migration, die Umweltpolitik und jede Transperson. Wenn ihr meine Steuern für so viel Müll ausgeht, müsst ihr auch mitfinanzieren, dass ich das seelisch überlebe. Ich will Geld dafür, dass ich kein Arschloch werde. Freundlich bleiben wird mir täglich mehr erschwert. Bei einem staatlich finanzierten rechten Mob wird ruhig bleiben und atmen Hals im Vollzeitjob. Doch wenn ihr auch nicht wollt, dass ich ein Arschloch werd, setzt die Vermögensteuer ein und gebt den Caretakern das Geld. Kohle ist genug da, hört endlich auf zu schreien und jedes Kindergartenkind hilft euch beim anständig Verteilen.
Mit kein Arschloch möchte ich ein Statement setzen.
Kein Arschloch is intended as a statement against the incredibly unfair distribution of wealth in Germany.
Ich habe versucht,
I've tried to zero in on a different scene in each verse, to address the fact that the problem or scene keeps shifting, stirring up hatred of migration, of queer and trans people. In a very traditional way, according to an old playbook, we act as though in our country we had no choice but to be misanthropic and exclusionary, because otherwise we just can't afford it, though a wealth tax hasn't ever been tried. What's going on right now is embarrassing, anti-democratic and cynical, as is the extent of cooperation with the far-right party in our Bundestag. I'm boiling over with rage, and yet I always try to call things out with humor, so they might come across with a certain levity, so they'll stand a chance of hitting home at all.
That was Marlene Koller, the woman behind the Paula Paula Project in Berlin. The song we've just heard packs a wallop. Kein Arschloch reckons up for us just how much it costs her not to become yet another arsehole. She's seething inside. Everything she and her friends do for a living tends to fall under the heading of care work and pays peanuts, if at all. Meanwhile, the world's money grabbers, usually men, snag the well-paid and best-paid jobs. Distributive justice is an important issue, even in pop music. Paula Paula describes her songs as perimenopausal, dystopian, romantic protest pop with a left-wing feminist educational mission. On her new album, Heilige Scheiße, Marlene seeks to prevent a wedge from being driven between different female and Flinter groups. Flinter being a widely used German acronym for women, lesbians, intersex, non-binary, trans and agender people.
I don't feel abandoned by women in any way. I feel we're all under this tremendous pressure because we're only regarded as women if we're girls. We're best off resisting collectively by not engaging in mutual shaming or tearing one another to pieces, which only incapacitates us.
That was Marlene Koller, who goes by the handle Paula Paula. Ralf's colleagues, Laura Seltz and Tobi Ruland at Zündfunk Bayern 2, asked her about the new album. Her song, 40-fucking-4, is about growing older. In Monster, she laments that her own self-doubts naturally take the form of a man's voice in her mind, which she calls her inner Manfred, who keeps thwarting her every step of the way. And the title track, Heilige Scheiße, German for Holy Shit, is a love song explicitly sung to a woman. Paula Paula will be touring Germany again in late September and in November. Our next featured artist will also be playing gigs in Germany in September. Brockhoff from Hamburg.
Thank you.
Brockhoff blends indie rock with grunge and pop. Born in 1999, Lena Brockhoff grew up idolizing Disney stars like Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Demi Lovato, who were, so to speak, the successors to the previous generation of Disney child stars like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Justin Timberlake. When she became a Taylor Swift fan, she felt the urge to make music herself. So in 2021, she moved from Hildesheim, near Hanover in Lower Saxony, to Hamburg, where she dropped out of college to devote herself entirely to music. In 2023, she won Rock City Hamburg's Krach und Getöse, or Noise and Clatter, Music Award. After putting out a few singles and EPs, she spent a long time working on her debut album. She's crazy about albums in general, as she says herself.
Ever since I started releasing songs as Brockhoff, I knew I definitely wanted to release at least one album or even several. Albums are my favourite way of consuming music. I love albums and mostly listen to music in that form, so it was always clear that I'd like to make and release one myself. That's why I took my time about it, and that's why it's taken so long to put out my debut album. I already had a rough idea which songs to put on my debut, and then I wrote the song Easy Peeler, which I think was a decisive moment. Because from then on, it all started to feel a little bit more like a complete work to me. The term easy peeler actually refers to a variety of clementine or other fruits that are easy to peel. I use it metaphorically to mean showing your sensitive, vulnerable side, which is ultimately the basis for writing songs.
Well, you have to be sensitive in order to write songs, says Lena Brockhoff. Otherwise, there's no music. And she sees herself as a very emotional, sensitive person, which makes her feel freer. We heard her song Blue Star earlier. The music comes across as a contemporary brand of 90s neo-grunge nostalgia, which has to do with Patti Smith.
Blue Star is an attempt to reflect on the past in a song without seeking to alter the past, which I personally sometimes find not so easy to write a song about a past relationship. I wanted to write a positive song about something from the past, which still felt a bit shaky and risky, but also comforting. The song is inspired by Patti Smith's book Just Kids, in which she describes her relationship with her friend Robert Mapplethorpe and how the two of them were bound together by their love of art. Even though they were no longer living together or romantically involved, they always called each other their blue star, which I find very, very romantic. To me, it symbolizes connectedness and how some relationships and bonds in life can stand the test of time and stay with you all the time, no matter how close you are at any given time.
Lena Brockhoff was beset with severe bouts of self-doubt whilst recording her first album. She wasn't even sure she could make it in the music industry at all. But she emerged from the process stronger. After over 100 gigs as an opening act, Brockhoff will soon be headlining as the main act for the very first time with her four-piece band. Her concerts in September in Berlin, Cologne and Hamburg will range stylistically from high school rock and grunge to country. Brockhoff is going on tour. Let's turn now on this August edition of the podcast to German rap and one of its most interesting exponents, Fatoni.
Das ist crazy. Fühl mich heute so wavy. Ein guter Tag um superreiche Zonen deigt, dann hol mir schon mal ein Basie. Auf der Jagd nach dem Guap. Wo bleibt meine Villa auf Sardinien? Ihr sagt, ihr gebt Bettlern aus Prinzip nichts. Was habt ihr bitte für Prinzipien? Du hast Angst, dass sie die Armen was wegnehmen und für dein Boss wird sich geschunden. Schalte irgendeine deutsche Talkshow an, sie treten wieder nur noch unten. Diese Söhne von Hunden kippen immer Öl ins Feuer. Mittlerweile sogar Döner teuer und die Wichser wollen keine Vermögensteuer. Die Würde des Menschen ist unantastbar, aber du bist nur ein dummer Bastard. Ganz im Gegensatz zu mir, ich bin ein wunderschöner junger Hustler. Ich move so, als wäre ich unter Wasser, schwerelos, so wie ein Astronaut. Klau die Kohle von Susanne Klatten und verteile alles im Plattenbau.
der Milliardär besitzt 1000-mal eine Million. Also nicht 10-mal, nicht 100-mal, sondern 1000-mal eine Million. Das müssen wir überlegen. In Wirklichkeit hat er das alles geerbt. Das finde ich ungerecht.
Denn ihr habt mehr als genug. Fick den Chef und Biggie, Arbeitszeitbetrug. Geld ist geil und Geld ist schön, doch wenn du zu viel davon hast, ist das obszön. Also give me your fucking money. Denn ihr habt mehr als genug. Fick den Chef und bring ihr Arbeitszeitbetrug. Geld ist geil und Geld ist schön, doch wenn du zu viel davon hast, ist das obszön. Also give me your fucking money. Ich geh mit Stefan Quandt direkt zur Bank. Heb alles ab und danach ist dann seine Schwester dran.
Ich nimm dir alles weg.
Ich ziehe Dieter Schwarz die Piepen ab. Verteil das ganze Diebesgut in einem Lidl-Markt. Erschleiche mir das Vermögen von Theo Müller. Und mach heraus das Obdachlosenheim zur Mega-Villa. Übernehme den Laden von Clemens Tönnies. Und der muss zusehen, wie ich jeden Cent an Peter spende. Ich plündere die Pinunzen von Winfried Stöcker. Kaviar und Koberind für alle. Ziemlich lecker. Eat the rich, eat the rich, eat the rich. Komm, wir holen uns die Nazi-Kohle von Familie Flick.
Ich nimm dir alles weg. Ich nimm dir alles weg. Ich nimm dir alles weg. Ja, du hast recht, das Leben ist nicht fair.
Denn ihr habt mehr als genug. Fick den Chef und Biggie, Arbeitszeitbetrug. Geld ist geil und Geld ist schön, doch wenn du zu viel davon hast, ist das obszön. Also give me your fucking money. Denn ihr habt mehr als genug. Fick den Chef und bring ihr Arbeitszeitbetrug. Geld ist geil und Geld ist schön, doch wenn du zu viel davon hast, ist das obszön. Also give me your fucking money.
That was Fatoni with Geld is geil, or Money is a Gas, a track in which he samples Gregor Gysi, the senior member of the Bundestag and former leader of the Democratic Socialist Party, or PDS, now called Die Linke, or The Left. I say the song is almost a left-wing populist track. It's actually written from a traditional but slightly provocative Robin Hood perspective. That's what I think art and music are sometimes good for, writing something straight from the heart that you can't do at all in real life. So it's meant to be a bit provocative, but also a little like, I can't do this in real life, so I just do it in the lyrics to a song. Take Theo Müller's money away.
Theo Müller sein Geld wegnehmen.
Fatoni's narrator takes the liberty of taking billionaire Theo Müller's money away to fund homeless shelters, for example, as Fatoni told us in an interview. Theo Müller, the head of a global dairy and food empire, is one of the 25 richest Germans. Müller has told the press that he's friends with Alice Weidel, the co-chairwoman of the far-right AfD, Alternative for Germany, who often comes to visit him. A sensational campaign against Müller Milch, his dairy company, was launched this year. The German NGO, Compact, distributed over 2 million stickers saying, All AfD or what? Which is a twist on Müller's advertising pitch, Alles Müller oder was? All Müller or what? Fatoni is from Munich. He started out with Kino in a rap project called Creme Fraiche. Kino went on to form Moop Mama, and Fatoni went solo. Now he's based in Berlin, where he's gone into acting too, including a part in a Netflix series in Kacken an der Havel, or Crap Happens. He plays an unsuccessful Berlin rapper who has to return to his native village, partly for family reasons. Luckily, however, Fatoni still has time for music. His new album, called Drama endet nie, includes a song about the current AI debate entitled Wann werde ich endlich ausgetauscht, meaning When will I finally be replaced?
Wenn ich jetzt diese App runterlade,
for instance, if I download this AI app and say, write something for me, and then describe everything I believe in and my musical style in detail, which took me about 20 years to develop, maybe even specifying a particular key or how the beat should sound, then it will put together a song through which the AI will enrich itself, so to speak, on my entire oeuvre. And there are no regulations, so companies are making a killing off this. They're taking the work of many millions of people, including all sorts of different artists around the world, from recent years and decades, and making billions in sales off it. I'm lost for words about the fact that this goes entirely unregulated.
Mir fehlen da die Worte zu, dass es nicht geregelt ist.
That was Anton Schneider, alias Fatoni, fuming about the dangers of AI music and the potential financial losses it could cause him and all artists. Our Zinfunk colleagues, Michael Bartle and Oliver Buschek, asked him about this new album, Drama Endet Nie. He's been grappling with this idea that the drama in life never ends. Now he feels it's a good thing, after all, as he puts it. For him, that drama includes having far-right extremists in government, which triggers his fighting spirit and his wit. He yearns to dip the fascos in the mud like nachos. But to play it safe, he's already looking for a place to live in exile in case the AfD takes over the chancellorship in future. One can't help joining rapper Fatoni in wondering what else may lie in store for us in the years to come. Our next act is an Australian transplant now based in Berlin. Here's a taste of DJ Pleed's latest album. DJ Pleed is Jared Beeler when he's at home. An Australian producer with Lebanese and Swiss roots, he also speaks German and is now based in Berlin. His mother's Lebanese family turned him on to Arabic music at an early age. She has a very big Lebanese family. She's got 8 siblings, and I grew up with many cousins, probably over 40 all told. On my Lebanese side of the family, there were lots of weddings in the 90s, maybe a wedding or two a year, and that's where I first heard this music. Also maybe at my grandmother's house. At those weddings, at least, they'd play the music very loudly and everybody would dance, which made a big impression on me as a child and still does to this day. My aunts and my mother would share the music on cassettes. You don't see that sort of thing so often nowadays, but that's where I first experienced it, partly at home, but mostly at weddings. DJ Please, first enduring connection to music in Australia was weddings. After taking guitar lessons with a German music teacher in Sydney, he played in a school band. And when he eventually started going out on the town, he discovered electronic music, especially in Sydney's queer scene, as he recalls. 10 years later, he started combining electronic and Arabic music as DJ Plead. But at first, it was fast dance music with Arabic rhythms and sounds. It wasn't till 5 or 6 years ago that the music became a little slower, a bit more melodic and atmospheric. I grew up between two cultures. Being half Arab, I always wanted to be more Lebanese than I actually was. I sought to do that through the music. You can hear that melancholy and sense of longing in a lot of Arabic music. Even the music used for celebrations is a bit melancholic, and I really like that feeling. But those are also my everyday emotions, which come through in the music. I wrote many of the tracks on the album, Please, when I was feeling a bit down, and that was a way for me to express myself through the music. Our Zündfunk colleague, Noé Noack, interviewed Jared Bieler, alias DJ Plead, who mixes dance music with Arabic influences such as dabka, the style of traditional Lebanese folk dance music played at weddings and other celebrations. On his newly released second album, which is simply called Please, DJ Plead pleads for his brand of fusion, even better than before. Stucco, the track of shimmering music we've just heard, is a case in point. This autumn, he'll be presenting his album at big-name festivals like Meo Kuzma in Belgium and Unsound in Poland. If you're into interesting sounds, DJ Plead is a real find. And just as DJ Plead's tracks summon up childhood memories of Arabic music at old-fashioned weddings, our next Berlin transplant harks back to the early days of the internet. Andreas Spechtel's new project, Weird and Eerie, features folk songs from the WWW, as he calls his new album. WWW, as you might guess, stands for World Wide Web.
Feeding the machine, the beauty of life and its ugly side.
They're singing the name of Andreas Spechtl's new project, Weird and Eerie. We already know and admire this Berlin-based Austrian musician as the frontman of the band Ja Panik for over 20 years now. But he has also put out several solo albums and made music for the theatre. His new band, Weird and Eerie, is an outgrowth of one such theatre production. Spechtl told us how the new group came about. In August 2024, we put together an installation in Weimar called The Weird and the Eerie. The band stood on the stage, and there was a video screen showing avatars of us fed with our memories of the 90s and the noughties. Afterwards, we spent an hour and a half improvising on stage, talking to the avatars about what they remembered, which gave rise to some pretty absurd conversations, discussing stuff like, so that's what it was like with Grandma back in the day, or maybe not. And if we weren't at all sure anymore, were we hallucinating? Or was it the avatars who were hallucinating? That was a really interesting experience. And we'd actually made a lot of music for the purpose, though a lot of it didn't make it onto the record in the end. I feel like the record is an exploration of what it means to be conversing with your own doppelganger, because that's actually going on all the time. So when I open my Instagram, I'm actually looking my own double in the face. And that does something to you, because you're constantly comparing yourself to it. And just as in our conversations, you find yourself asking, what's going on here? Which one is the more real me? And who decides how the world sees me? It's not about affirmation at all. It's not about denial either. I think both standpoints are totally overused. The point is simply to make music within this infrastructure, to sing, and at the same time to make this infrastructure somehow audible. Please be as human as possible is a sort of wishful thinking addressed to the avatars, though maybe to ourselves too. That was Andreas Spechtl, the frontman of the well-known band Ja Panik, talking about the background and development of Weird and Eerie, his latest project. In the liner notes to Folk Songs from the WWW, Weird and Eerie's debut album, Spechtl writes, "I miss an internet that doesn't exist anymore." I know that sounds suspicious. Every generation has its lost place, and mine was one of modem beeps, forums, and what seemed a wide-open future. The track we've just heard, Windows 95, is named after the operating system that revolutionized the computer world back in 1995. Looking back now, it might be said that the Windows 95 logo was, once upon a time, a promise of a positive future. Windows 95 was, I think, our very first piece. It's nearly 3 years old now. It's a bit about doom-scrolling and that helplessness you feel when sitting in front of your own timeline, how you're bombarded with all sorts of different things, and yet you just sit there, utterly impassive. Life's tragedies are trivialized there, and the trivial suddenly becomes important, simply because it's happening at the same time. I'm scrolling through my timeline and seeing starving children in Gaza. And the next thing I know, I'm seeing some German indie rocker asking me if I've heard his latest single yet and expecting me to comment on it. Another number on the album, Look at Me, follows up on this idea. The refrain goes, Look at me. This is me feeling nothing, feeling everything at once, which I think is the sense of mental overload and at the same time being under-challenged that we're exposed to day in, day out. Weird and Eerie are currently prepping for a brief tour next year, but their first concert is to be held this autumn at the Munich Kammerspiele, the renowned theatre, where the Berlin-based band will be performing their album, Folk Songs from the WWW, for the first time on October the 22nd. So much for our August podcast. While waiting for our upcoming September edition, enjoy the five albums we've showcased by Brockhoff, DJ Plead, Fatoni, Paula Paula, and Weird and Eerie. Meantime, this is Doppelgänger Dave Creedon signing off on Ralf Summer's Midsummer Popcast. Keep cool if you can.